Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as...
Should Aria be queer or asexual?
Yeah. Should she though?
I think she should.
You think she should? I mean, you had a really good point off this microphone, so let us know why she should.
Because her big goal has been to, you know, check off her list, you know, the people she should kill, and she's become one of the most talented serial killers ever. And if she has a romantic interest, it's just going to distract from her killing, and I would be very frustrated if that is what happens.
Okay, I'm down with it. I'm down for her. Like, I ship Aria with her murder. with her murder. With her murdering people.
Yes, her being a murderer.
Yes, that's what I ship Aria with.
She's a strong, independent woman who don't need no man or woman.
What would that ship name be?
Aria and her sword. Aria and Needle. Or Needle.
A Needle.
Aria.
Aria. Aria.
What's poppin', chingona? Who we got here today?
We are joined today by...
Sierra Caballera. I am a host and writer and renaissance woman for Pop Nerd TV. We got flies. Not Jeff Goldblum. We're not that lucky.
Oh, man.
But I do Pop Nerd TV. I have a show on there called Jump Scare where I talk about horror movies, mostly the history of them because I love history of film. I dress up in costumes. Basically, my entire car has become a costume closet. It's
so
insane. Yeah. Yeah. You will not look in my car without seeing or finding either a wig or some sort of dress or something. It's crazy. But, I actually, Pop Nerd has a show that I and my friend Jackie, we created, and it's going to be called Bernice and Irene.
For sure. I'm totally going to get, into that later.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we should talk about it because, you know, someone special might be helping write on the show.
Somebody is super special.
Yeah, someone.
I mean, she's cool.
She's all right.
She's all right. Yeah. But, yeah, Sierra, we met in college. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, we did.
We met, one time.
I think.
Wait, did you go to UNT time? Too?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, everybody went to UNT.
And UNT's the best.
No one.
It is.
Yes. I remember we met at Freaks and Geeks, the comic book store.
Oh yeah, that's when we first, officially met.
Yeah, and I was like, she seems cool. And and we did Nerd Portal together. Yeah. And, it was really fun. That was a really fun friendship.
Really cool. We used to go to the bars.
Yeah. Oh, God. That one time was bad. Never drink before getting on camera. Always bad.
I always drink in front of camera. I have to. There's no other way for me to be on camera.
Yeah. No one ever do it because me and Alex kind of accidentally, we didn't think it through. And we were like, oh, we do not feel good.
Yeah.
And you and Amanda were like, are you okay?
Some water, energy drink. What do you need?
Maybe not energy. Maybe some coffee. Maybe a nice tea. I love tea. Oh my gosh, we could have a whole podcast about my love for tea, but we're not gonna do that.
Hot tea is my shit. And I miss that coffee tea place across the street from UNT.
Oh, Big Mike's.
Big Mike's.
Dude, that was one of my stomping grounds.
Their
loved
natural, the flower tea.
Ooh.
Oh, obsessed with flower tea there.
I missed out on this. I never went.
I only drink tea.
I love their collection of all these books and stuff. And they had this big armchair that could fit three people. How do I know it can fit three people? Me and two of my friends at the time, we decided to all just sit together in the giant armchair and look like we were cuddling. Basically,
aww.
We were like, "Oh, this is fine." And people were like, "Wow, they can all fit in there."
Central to living,
but yeah.
So the reason that we have Sierra here, other than she's just awesome,
fucking
is
dope.
Because web series. We want to do a whole episode on web series because it's providing so much good content for POCs and for queer people and for women and for everybody. So I was like, let's Let's freaking, let's do it. Let's do a whole episode on it. And me and Sierra talk about web series all the fucking time.
Yes.
It's like pretty much the main thing we talk about. And,
I've begun a list of ones that I want to watch.
You sent me a list of like 50 ones. And I was like, I need 50.
Yo, you should send us that list though.
I will.
I have it on
Pop. Yeah, I had to do a little bit of research to find more because I wrote a list.
We binged of the like one of them. And then, yeah.
Yeah, we binged Project Inferno, which needs to come back soon because it's amazing. It's on Girlship TV, and Girlship TV.
Opinions on them.
Yeah, but I think that they do some good content. I can see like I try not to watch the ones where they review the films.
Oh yeah, I don't because the reality stuff.
Because
like, at all.
Or the yeah, because I feel like I don't want to spoil these awesome films for myself. I want to experience, say, you know, The Handmaiden or, you know, Blue is the Warmest Color, or, you know, any of those films. Yeah. Like, I'd rather experience them myself and get my own perspective and review on them before I watch, say, their point of view on it, because I don't want spoilers at all.
Oh yeah, she'll listen to us.
we're really guilty of that shit. We've like gotten a lot better about it, because I think with those types of things, and with sometimes with our show, it's more about like you watch the thing and then you're like, you want to hear a conversation about
it. Yeah, exactly.
So I watch a lot of like after I watch a show, I'll go and like maybe watch a reaction channel about it.
Oh yeah, see,
I like doing that.
I'll do it after I watch the movie for myself. Though I will say I am guilty of maybe watching one or two episodes without actually watching the movie beforehand, and then I was like, oh, I should have watched the movie because it looks good, or I'm glad I didn't watch the movie because that looks
terrible.
Crappy. Like Jenny's Wedding looked
that was the worst.
Oh no, it was the time. Dialogue made me want to the rip acting. My hair
the
out.
Acting like the I've never seen
the
soundtrack less chemistry. The chemistry was just trash.
I did not believe it for one second. I was like, are they related or something? Because
they're really
sisters.
Catherine
really
Engel.
With these kisses now.
I did not believe it for one second. I think that they could have, I don't know, if they really wanted Katherine Heigl as the star, I think they should have really, I mean, nothing against the person that they casted for her love interest, but they did not have chemistry. And
they
I think
didn't do a chemistry test.
No, they did not.
It wasn't written well.
No, the writing was terrible.
It was so surface. Like, none of these people had any depth.
No. They were all very one-dimensional, and I really didn't. It was so one-dimensional, in fact, that I didn't understand half of the, like, motivations for anything
the most
that they
story
were doing.
Was that Street Sister.
Yeah.
That was the most interesting part.
Oh, and she was actually someone who played queer in Mr. Robot.
In Mr. Robot,
so,
yeah. Let's get back to web series. I forgot we're
talking
about web
series. That's about too. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
But yeah, an entire list. But then you guys mentioned to me a few other web series, which now I have to add to the list, which was Red 20, and then there was another one.
Other love story.
The other love story.
Let's talk about 20s. That's the one that you guys are really excited about, and I haven't seen it.
Oh, I love it.
So I'd love to hear some basics.
What is it on YouTube so that we don't lead them astray?
Lead them.
Because I don't even know. Honest to God, I don't know how I found this web series. I think it was like one of those like up next recommended for you, and I was like, damn YouTube, you know how gay I am. It's trash.
Can you pull up the list? Because I think I wrote down one of the web series that I actually that kind of remind like when I watched 20, I was like, it reminds me of this a little bit, and I think that's why I like the. I think it has similar humor.
What is this?
You can't. Oh, my God.
No, I can't, like, with her.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she can't. That's like a common thread.
Oh, my God.
Theme in our.
Common theme in our podcast, in our lives.
Let's see. Did I write it down? Am I? Oh, Gal Pals.
I haven't seen those.
That one's pretty fun. I really enjoyed Gal Pals. They are actually working on a new season right now. So they've been really, really good about updating their Instagrams and everything like that. So I follow. And there's this actress in there named Katie Aaron, and she's so
Katie
gorgeous.
Aaron. Mean Girls.
Hey! I wonder if she gets that a lot.
I know, yeah. Anyways, so, yeah.
think so it's Kitty Erin.
If I got your name wrong. 20s?
Yeah, it's they have a similar humor, but Gal Pals, I think, would be more similar to, say, like, Broad City.
Oh.
In that there's two best friends, and they kind of have all these series of mishaps around their lives and whatnot. I think 20 is a little bit different because we're focusing on one character dealing with the mishaps of everybody else.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes. But. Yes. And she's kind of having to, like, pick up, it seems like she's kind of the more mature one and having to pick up the pieces of everyone else. Like,
she's probably the most mature person out of her friend group.
Yeah, yeah. It's
everyone,
like,
else is really going through some fucked up.
She's like the mom of everybody.
What's this character's name, and what is she like?
Her. I think it starts with an M, doesn't it?
Maya.
Yeah. Maya.
So it's about Maya. She's a struggling musician in LA. She's supposed to be 21. She looks 27. That's my only thing there. She moved to LA to be a musician, and she's going through it with her best friends in LA. One of them is in a relationship with a very, very, very wrong guy for her.
Mm-hmm.
And her other best friend is, like, finding herself.
Yeah.
But fucking up a lot along the way.
Yeah.
And Maya's the one who's just kind of, like, keeping her friend group afloat. And she's also the one that's, like, she's out here pulling, okay? She's out here pulling. She gets,
she's,
like,
a player?
She's not a player. Ooh. She's very sweet. She just, she's not a player. She just crush a lot. Hey. But she really does, though. Like, she's out here. And I really like the diversity in the cast. Like, yes, they're all three white girls, but everyone outside of the three white girls is actually, like, a person of color.
Okay.
And it's diverse. Like, her love interest is South American, speaks perfect Spanish. The men in here are Latinx. You know, there's Latinx men in California, as there should be. There's people from South America, international people. There is, like, Asian love interest, too. So, like, it's lit out here for her. Like, she's out here, and it seems like a real LA experience. They're dealing with, like, a lot of, like, cults, different kind of religions. Like, it's very...
Cults?
You're gonna get there.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that, because from what I've watched, and then the addition of cults, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's super LA. It's like, they're filming a lot of this on the beach.
I've been in LA for a while. I've seen no cults. What are you talking about?
Scientology?
Oh, well, okay, yeah. So Scientologists really fucking creep me out.
There's
you're
a
right.
lot of, like,
Hollywood Boulevard
people
out there, like, recruiting. It's creepy.
There's a lot of, like, health and wellness nuts out there, too.
I heard about recently there was, like, this actress that was involved in a cult.
Oh,
yeah.
The one in Mexico? The one that used to be on Smallville.
No, Smallville, yeah.
Oh,
that's
Smallville.
Oh, wait, there was another one?
Yeah, there's someone else involved in Scientology.
The Handmaid's Tale. But that's Scientology.
Wait.
No, this is an actual cult, like official cult or whatever.
Scientology is a cult, too. Honey.
Yeah, I know, but an official one.
There's so much going on that I didn't know.
No, no,
crazy.
If any cult is official, it's Scientology. That is one of the most official cults other than Christianity out there.
Okay, the point is...
It gives me, like, eyes wide shut vibe.
Sounds like colonization.
Back to
what,
as we talk about dark,
God, that was
scary
great.
Things, let's get back to web series. It's a little more lighter, you know?
They are happier. So what did you take from 20?
20. Oh, I, from so far, I think the thing I like about Maya, she seems very selfless. But I think the thing is, she's so selfless that sometimes she forgets to put herself first. And I think she really is kind of, from what I can tell, she seems like she wants to find love and she wants to have a relationship with someone who, you know, is, you know, it's going to last a long time, she, you know. But it seems like she always puts herself last. And so she never gets that full experience with someone. And I think from what I could tell, she already had a breakup before like, kind of, you know, like when you have backstory and it's kind of described. So I really like her. She's kind of a hopeless romantic in a way.
I like that. Yeah, like a hopeless lesbian romantic who is keeping her friend group together.
Yeah.
She's usually the one that's fucking up. You know,
I just want her to be happy.
Like, keep watching.
I feel like if I were in a friend group, I'd be like, stop caring so much about, like, taking care of them babies. You need to go out there, get yourself a girl, and for yourself.
Oh, then keep watching.
Okay, I'm gonna keep watching.
You're going to love it then. Like,
oh
gosh. No, that's not a spoiler. It's just like,
no, but I
okay. have good feelings about it.
Other than the
cults, it's in the second season now. So
I mean, if her girlfriend
is ongoing, it comes out like every Tuesday or Wednesday, right?
Is her girlfriend in the cult? Because that would be a twist.
Maybe.
She has to save her.
It snowed in LA, too.
Honestly, I would...
I'm really not trying to give spoilers. That sounds fake to me. I like to give fake spoilers.
Would you watch that, though, if that were a movie? Like,
it's snowing in LA?
No, about a girl who meets, like, another girl, and she's in the cult, and she has to save her.
So is it related to Lena Waithe's upcoming pilot 20?
That's another thing I wanted to talk about, because... There was another show. It has nothing to do with this. It's just the same name. It was actually called 20s.
Okay.
And Lena Waithe wrote and released this episode, this, like, pilot 5-minute intro episode on YouTube. And it's actually the exact intro to Dear White People, episode 1. It's
Sam.
Who she writes for. It's Sam. And initially, when she was trying to get that pilot off the ground, Queen Latifah was going to pick it up. This was back in, like, 2013. But this is before, like, gay marriage was legalized, before queer people were giving, like, a platform and a voice. So Queen Latifah signed up, and then I guess it fell through, and she ended up using that pilot as all the dialogue for Sam in episode 1 of Dear White People. And it's exactly the same. But she's going to release a new show called The Same Thing, and taking the same concept, I assume, of queer black women in a friend group. Living in LA, I assume, but I don't know much more than that.
This is the new L word that we need.
Yeah. Oh, I have feelings about L word.
We are scared to even go over.
We're avoiding it. The L word like the fucking plague.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
We have to do an episode.
Oh, like, it's like a whole episode.
Like, we have to do it.
It could be
2 episodes.
Yeah,
it could be an entire podcast someone else needs to do, but we just need to talk about it like twice.
Yeah, because
it's so intense,
and it's gonna be a while. So
yeah, I could see that being a 2-part episode.
And it was like this show that like.
I mean, it's kind of like a damned if you do, damned if you don't, because, like, without the L word, I think, it opens so many doors. The one thing that really bothered me was about Alice. Like, I love Alice. She's great. She's fun. She's so fun. However, it's like they completely forgot her sexuality right in the...
Thank you. You understand.
I remember watching it and then just going, wait, what? What? No. That character continuity is not there.
It stopped existing in the L word, and I just gave up on it, too. I was like, well.
So you guys can see why we've avoided this topic.
That's, like, my number one thing when I'm watching a show is if they completely forget a specific fact about a character, I just... Unless they describe, oh, this character went through a journey to change and stuff. No, there was no journey.
It was just fucking completely wrote a different person.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why 20s is so good.
Yes.
Because they have... Fuck.
Continuity.
I trust Lena Waithe. That Thanksgiving episode was pristine. It was absolutely perfect, so I trust her.
Oh, I'm talking about the web series.
Okay, well, I'm talking about, like, the upcoming pilot. Like, I'm excited about
20s. Yeah, they have very similar names. It's weird.
One is plural-ish.
One is not.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Teachers, help us out.
We're going to have to watch 20s at some point, then.
Okay. I give it 4.5 bandusas. Like, it's a pretty high rating. I'm giving it because it's fucking fly as fuck. And
our rating systems are weird, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the rating system?
You can explain yours.
Okay, so I rate mine out of pandulces, like
sweet bread,
sweet
or
Mexican bread.
Ooh, yes.
And like conchas and like empanadas and stuff like that. The higher the rating, 5. I don't think I've given anything a 5 except Mosquito and Mari.
You've given a couple things 5. Maybe 2 things 5. But the point is that 5 is the highest.
Yeah. 0 is like, it's a straight movie that I had to watch. Or a straight movie with white guys. That's a 0 for me. It's like an action, it's like a Marvel movie.
I read it with cafecitos. So like the more coffee that you need to drink, like the worse it is,
or whatever.
Yeah, it depends too.
Sometimes you just, there's a lot of detail.
Yeah. So for me, it's, if zero cafecito is usually the best thing. It means like I didn't need any coffee to wash this.
To stay awake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So we, that's our weird ass rating system.
Me and my friends, we have a rating system when we go out to the movies.
Yeah.
Where if we spill the popcorn, that means it was a really good movie. And if we don't spill,
I like
any,
your eyebrows went up when you said that you really spill the popcorn.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Yeah, I think theater people hate us because we're just like, yeah, that was amazing.
And I was like, oh, we gotta clean that up.
You're about Greta Gerwig going to watch a movie.
Wait, what?
Did you hear about Greta Gerwig going
No, I haven't. What'd she do? What did Greta do?
She's a talker. She talks
very loudly, and she'll remark.
I love Greta Gerwig.
Lady Gaga's my shit. I don't care what anyone tells me.
The first time I ever saw Greta Gerwig was in House of the Devil, and she had this amazing Farrah Fawcett hair, and she was, talking to the main character. She's eating pizza, and I was like, I love this girl. She's being all sassy. But, of course,
she is sassy, though.
You know, she and the pizza don't have a really good time. But we're not going to spoil the movie. But I loved her, and I wanted to see more of her films, and then I saw her in Frances Ha.
What do you think about that?
I related to a lot of what it was going with. I mean, it's not for everyone. It's kind of a slow film.
Strong writing, bad direction.
Strong writing.
She wrote it. She didn't direct it.
I really related to the character, that feeling of, you know, that loneliness you feel when you start to kind of become distant with a lot of the friends that you knew before, and like losing a friend that was really close to you, like that's hard. I've been through that. So
the focus,
it's
on female friendships too.
I loved Frances Ha for the focus on female friendship, because that's so important. And the fact they're still friends,
that ending though is like, I just want to look at someone and them know that like that we're in the same place as my person.
Yeah.
And I was like, that ended up being your best friend, bitch. That's real love.
That is love.
Okay.
It's such a good film.
Good writing.
It's slow, but I think in the end it's really worth it because the writing's so good.
It's like Lady Bird after she goes to college.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly that.
I would say watch Lady Bird and then watch Frances Ha, and you have kind of a...
It'll make sense. I watched it the other way, and it was weird.
But,
web series.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, it's okay.
I have this thing where my brain just, it's like a seg, it's just segue.
I don't, that's mine too.
Yo, our first 10 episodes were nothing but, like, us going off on tangents.
Yes.
We got really good at focusing after a while, but the first 10 to 15...
It was a lot of Harry Potter.
Everything
what house are you?
I'm Gryffindor.
I'm Slytherin.
What are you?
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh!
See, it was fucked up, because every time I've taken it, I've been Gryffindor, but I think, like, I've always been, like, one question away from a Slytherin, and it really pisses me off, because I'm not a Slytherin.
Oh...
I think the more we get to know each other, we'll be like, wait a minute, I see it now.
I can see it.
Did y'all ever do the Patronus quiz?
Yes.
I did. I was a fucking terrier, and I was really upset about it. I was like, that's not who I am.
That's so cute. I somehow got a falcon.
That's what I should have gotten. You know what's weird? I got a fucking white swan.
Oh, that's beautiful, though.
Exactly, but, like, why would I be... That's the strangest...
Swans can be fierce.
Yeah, they're evil sometimes.
Those are geese. Geese are assholes.
Swans too. They're wild.
They're beautiful assholes.
Oh,
I get it now.
I'm a big girl.
Wow.
Big, like, beautiful
I mean,
assholes.
Have you seen Black Swan?
I could... No,
Black
but, they,
swan
no,
the
but
movie?
That is an option. You can be a black swan or a white swan, and I'm gonna love fucking white swan.
Black Swan is one of my, like... favorite movie.
It's
I love
so
it.
Good.
I shouldn't, but I love it.
Saw it in the theater and
that's
just
acting.
Acting was good.
Life. She's so good.
She's so good. She's I want to meet. I just want to shake Natalie Portman's hand. And just be like, you know what?
I'm not worthy.
That was an
you.
Amazing performance. Good job.
I
so good.
I cannot.
Fuck Star Wars. Black Swan.
Black Swan. And that's I don't know why everyone made a big deal out of that scene. I was like, you guys really don't watch enough gay shit. Like this is nothing.
It was still really like cool because like.
Because they were such...
It's in her imagination.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just like that those actresses, like, did it. Like, those two specific actresses. Like, because they're, like... Who, like... No one was doing that shit back then. Like, I think there was only, like, a scene in The Hours by,
had Nicole Kidman in it.
That redhead lady and Nicole Kidman kissed her sister. That was weird.
Oh god.
She was supposed to be Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
And that was
oh god, what is her name?
Odd. Because Virginia Woolf didn't have a thing for her sister. She had a thing for that other chick in that book she wrote.
Yeah.
It wasn't her sister.
You're like, thanks, Hours.
Like, cute Hours. You gotta put an HIV positive person. But the Meryl one thing Street. That I found,
Meryl Streep was too.
She was Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore.
And then she starred in that one movie, Chloe. Afterwards,
yes.
Oh, Chloe was
weird, but good.
Weird, yeah.
I liked the weird twist. It took forever, and it was strange, but I liked it.
Yeah. Gosh.
Wow.
Okay, guys.
I have lots of thoughts. Anyway, did,
have you seen Red?
Yes, it's a
Brazilian web series.
Yeah,
yo, I just want to comment. Like, I saw them at Lexicon like a few times, but they didn't speak any English or whatever or Spanish. So it was like everybody kept trying to tell them stuff, and they were just like they would respond in Portuguese, and they would just be all like confused but really happy.
If you talk Spanish really slow, or if they talk Portuguese really slow, you can understand them.
You're yeah,
like, just so really slow.
But it's in passing, you know what I mean? So you can't really do that at a con.
Yeah,
you can,
but
that makes they
sense.
Were really sweet and short. That's what I noticed.
They're short.
They're really short.
Are they my height? They're,
yeah, kind of. Maybe a little taller.
That makes my heart happy.
But they were really, really cool. But Red is a really good series. It's really well made. Like, they put some production value in this web series. So check out good. Red.
I thought it was like a short film, honestly.
That's what my first feeling was. And then I opened the actual, like, YouTube page, and I was like, oh my god, there's episodes.
There's episodes, yeah.
This is great.
It was like a 15-minute short.
Did you see it?
I haven't gotten to yet. That's okay. My next. That's the next on my list.
That's a good one.
Because you guys are selling me on it.
It's good.
Well, we also talk about Carmilla for at least a little bit.
That was kind of the gateway drug to web series.
Cream for everybody, not just for people that watch it. It was also a gateway web series for other web series to start.
Yes.
That format blew up. This like.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very like budget friendly format where it's somebody that's in front of a camera for whatever reason, they're talking to their friends or like it's
which
a
is
very
so YouTube.
Yeah, it's very YouTube.
Oh wow. Yes.
But so it's just it has such an impact. You know what I mean?
Yes.
The show that like maybe it wasn't like the best as far as like acting and dialogue.
No.
Maybe not. But you know what? It fucking spawned off so many of these shows and inspired so many people
so
and it's so budget friendly.
Oh yes.
Like that's the real impact that it had and I fucking loved it. So yeah, this just it had an impact in it, like Project Inferno, which me
yes.
too.
Yes,
basically the exact same.
It
thing.
Had the same style, the
right.
same you know, the very simple like vlog style.
Yeah. Talking to a camera and
yeah.
fill us in on what
Nadia
happened.
Let's.
She was also at Lexicon.
How did you not like blush and explode?
I didn't
like,
see her. I didn't get to see her. I looked around.
I would just be so
Wait.
Excited. She seems so fun.
I know
she
does.
Seems like such a fun person.
She's done some reviews with them.
Really?
Oh my god, I would melt.
She's
yeah.
adorable.
Like that. I don't even think I'd be able to talk. I'd just be like, I just can't.
Yeah, she recently started like hanging out with YouTubers that I already watched, like Alexis G's All.
Amanda.
Like,
Amy Ordman?
Amy
I just.
Ordman.
Like,
Amanda. Yes.
I put Amy and Ordman together and it.
And what's crazy is those YouTubers.
I'm sorry, Amy. You're amazing. You're
those
awesome.
YouTubers, like. They all hang out kind of like they're all white and they all hang out and stuff and like it's funny like Nadia roasted them in a video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nadia was like, I'm your token friend. I'm your token brown friend. I love how like they're aware and stuff like that. So it's funny.
I love the roast of Amy Ordman.
Yes,
that was
savage. It's fucking savage.
These are YouTubers. I have no idea, but
yeah,
they
have
not.
To. They're like a squad. They're like the real life L word.
They're like the real life L word. Like
you have Rose and Rosie, who are like betting in.
Rose and Rosie are just funny as shit.
They're
like no matter who you are, they're funny as shit.
They're like
they're
like better.
Not
because they're like
bad.
Actually loyal
they're
to
super,
each other.
They're super funny,
adorable, funny.
They're the funniest fucking people.
And they're so loyal and loving to each other. It's
they got like they you know you get to share in their like relationship. Like
oh no,
married.
I watch them. I just don't know who the other people are.
Okay, you got Rosie.
Amy
Rosie.
Ordman,
Amy Ordman. She's Australian who moved to California.
And she went from going to femme to soft butch.
Yes.
Wow, cool.
And yeah. She is very much coming into her own, and I think the way I found her, I think it was through another.
I found it through Alexis G's All.
They got found it through Miles.
Miles. I don't think I follow him.
Miles is
or her.
Trans.
Okay.
Yes, and
was that the one that dated the other YouTuber?
We don't, I don't know all the...
She has, like, the platinum hair now.
The dating
and heart?
Cycles.
No.
No.
She dated a... Or they dated... He dated... oh, my God. I'm an asshole.
We're all confused. Damn. There's too many YouTubers.
Well, it's just, I don't follow him, so...
That's fine. No, I found him, and I guess Amy was on there for a while, and I was like, Amy seems cool. So then I started watching Amy. And then it went to a spiral. And, well, I already watched Shannon Beveridge before that.
Dude, I saw her the other day.
I met her at Playlist.
Did you really?
Wait, she's in Dallas?
No, in LA.
Or in LA, okay. Yeah, she is from Dallas, though.
Oh, yeah, she's from
here. When I went to Playlist and I met her, I was like, hey, I'm from Texas, you're from Texas, and we started talking about Texas and Dallas and stuff, and I was like, that I-35, am I right? Oh my god. And so we were, like, laughing about that, we were really joking about how it will never end, and just all this stuff, and so it was really nice to see another, like, Texas native at Playlist, because everyone there is pretty much, well, either from all around the world, or just from California in general. Mm-hmm. So it's just nice to be
she lives in LA now, though, because I went to a screening of Disobedience, and, like, I'm like, oh, somebody fucking famous is going to come in here. I just fucking know it.
Feeling.
And then in walks Shannon with I guess, her girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit.
Like, holy shit?
Yeah. I'm in
Hope you like Disobedience.
Yeah.
It was. Was it good?
I didn't like it. She
didn't like
it?
I'm Shan.
We're doing an episode on it tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited to hear
it. I love
it. But, yeah. Yeah, Shannon's really cool. She's real chill. I like
her. She seems nice. I like her ex, Cammy Scott. I watch her sometimes.
I watch her, too. Yeah, I like her, she has a lot of cool advice about, and
vegan stuff.
Vegan stuff and lifestyles and stuff. Yeah. And I'm just like, she's just, her eyes. She's, such pretty,
really
green
eyes.
But but like through all those YouTube, like, Nadia hangs out with all of them. And they're really cool YouTubers. Oh, they're Joanna funny. Simon.
Joanna Simon's the one that I think dated Miles.
No, it was Amy.
No?
Amy dated Miles.
Oh. I guess I'm not as into it as I
thought. we start pulling out this chart, web.
Kind of, this comes into play too. Like, there's a lot of queer YouTubers out there.
There are.
My favorite is California Love 84.
Oh, same.
It's underrated. Like, nobody really watches her.
Should I watch her?
Yes, okay. You should. I'm working on a dissertation for her right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
She's like
unofficial.
Unofficial dissertation. Unofficial.
She's really funny. California Love 84 is like the best YouTuber, in my opinion. Like,
yeah, same.
So, like,
second is
it like
Mills.
Vlogs or like
a mix of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't do very much skits or anything like that. She does a lot of
reaction videos.
She does reaction videos. Recently, she used to do a lot more like ranty videos that were really funny. Like,
that's
she's
so
done,
cool.
Like a coming out video and stuff like that.
I'll have to watch her.
For sure, her sisters.
Oh, by the way, Rose and Rosie have a book coming out called Overshare, and it's coming out in October.
How much more can they share, though? I feel like I know their whole lives from the
amazing. But they're going on a UK tour, and I'm like, come back to America.
Oh my
do
God.
A
I was
U.S.
in
tour.
Peru whenever they came here. I was
they
pissed.
Didn't even come to Texas, and I was like, come on.
Yeah, but nobody ever does.
Nobody ever comes to Texas
to
tour.
Go to LA, guys. Go visit me.
Yeah. Right? But, okay, so Carmilla was a gateway drug to all the web series.
To all these other ones.
So good. Amazing. I mean, there's other web series around that aren't LGBT that are amazing, by the way, and really great, like Edgar Allan Poe.
Well,
that one's great. Hilarious.
Awkward, Misadventures, Awkward Black Rose started as web series.
Yeah.
But it was Misadventures. Shout out, everyone should go watch that, Misadventures and Awkward Black Rose.
Yeah, there's so many web series. And, like, finally, I think because of Carmilla, it definitely, because from there I was like, oh, here's recommended. Here's this show and this show. And now I'm in a spiral. I'm in a black hole of
that's amazing.
Web series.
That's so awesome.
I know there's one gay women channel. They have, like, a new film called, like, Nobody Famous, but I don't know, like, what it's all about.
I know they did a movie, but
they did a movie. Oh, wait, they did.
Nat from Carmilla.
They did do, they have a series called Till Least Do We Do Us Part.
Oh, okay.
And I started watching it, and like an idiot, I accidentally pushed the wrong episode because I was trying to go one,
spoiled?
Two. I went to season two by accident, and I was like, this storyline makes no sense. And then I looked down, I'm like, oh, because I'm in season two.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, maybe the playlist ladies,
the playlist needs a little bit of work because it's not automatically going to the next episode.
I need some like Netflix style next episode.
Yes. It's like, are you still watching? Yes, I am.
Season one though, not two. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Talise do his part from before my faux pas. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Like, it's like these two couple, like this couple, they break up, but they still have their lease, so they still have to live together.
You know what's funny is I think they like mentioned that in one of their like very first episodes that they ever made. It was talking about like what if happened, if, like how awkward would that be if two lesbians like lived together?
Yeah,
talked about it. So I'm like, I remember them.
So maybe they were like, they talked a lot. They probably rewatched and was like, let's make a web series from this, which is actually pretty smart. I love the Straight Girls Anonymous.
I actually have this on my list to ask you about it.
That is so fucking good.
So good. If you have, sorry if I slapped the table. It's basically, okay, they're in a circle, sort of like Alcoholics Anonymous would be.
Okay.
But they're addicted to straight girls.
I did see this. Yes.
Nat's in it.
I did see this.
So funny. Oh my and God. They're just like, oh, well, there's this girl. We're texting. She just wants me to help her like clean the house and stuff. And it's like one of them's like just it's taking like advantage of her.
Every stereotype you've ever seen ever know and understand.
It's really like, relatable to my life.
She
right
just
now,
like
actually.
Doesn't
super
like,
relatable doesn't, to our lives.
And then the other girl, she's like this other girl. She like keeps trying to hold my hand and everything, but she just does not believe that this girl could possibly be like queer at all. Oh, my favorite was the girl who was like dressed all like with like the cap and like very like androgynous, and she and like everyone thought she was a lesbian.
Gay.
They thought she was and she's like
was it?
She's like, no, I'm straight, and they were like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, that was awesome.
And they're like, you know, you can.
And all of them turned around and were like, hey.
That's
they're
so
like,
funny.
You know, and they were talking about bisexuality. She's like, wait, that's a thing. That's a thing. That's what?
Oh my God! Yes, look at the meme. Is this gay?
Is this
straight?
Is this a thing?
It's never bi.
Yeah, it was so just the comedic timing of it was so good.
You're funny, Sark.
I would say they should bring it back, but I think it's great the way it is. Partially.
They did another one where it was like the six gay women you'll date in your life or something.
Yeah.
Like do you ever watch that one?
I think yeah.
I think I saw it.
It was all right, but I think I prefer the anonymous one because it was so creative and it was more original.
Yeah,
but Talisto's part's pretty good. I mean, it's more emotional, I guess, because they're like, we still live together, but now we're gonna see other people.
God, that would be terrifying.
And like, and they're dealing with that emotion of like moving on while still living together, which is a nightmare. But right. I like that idea. I think it's different from other web series for sure.
Oh, guys! By the way, I forgot to mention this. It's now Pride Month.
Oh my gosh, it is.
So, happy Pride.
Ooh. Happy Pride, queers.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah, send us all of the pictures of you guys being super gay.
Cool. Your flags, with your friends, with your dogs, cats, all
with
of it.
Alcohol.
All you're at the alcohol, outside.
With your sword, whatever.
With your
sword, with needle.
Just watching a web series, maybe.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's so crazy. I see everyone posting about it, and I was like, wow, it's June. And I had to, like, change my calendar.
I was like, it's homophobic to not be gay this month. I'm sorry, guys.
It's required. Everyone's
queer
this month.
Required reading.
What's the required reading this week?
God, what is the required reading?
I think some Sarah Waters.
Rosie and Rosie.
Rose and Rosie overshare.
Sarah Waters is pretty good.
Yeah.
Fingersmith.
Fingersmith. I actually just got that one.
Or Virginia Woolf. She's pretty fucking queer, too. I don't care what anyone says.
My favorite queer book of all time, Fat Angie. Best book that I've ever read in my entire life. Okay.
Yes. See, no. I feel like it's so hard to find unless you're, like, on Goodreads. And you get, like, lists.
Even there, it's difficult.
It's difficult. Because I've been just trying to find memoirs of, like good memoirs and stuff. And,
Have you read Roxane Gay?
Mm-mm.
I heard she's pretty good.
I can't speak. See, very rarely.
Roxane Gay?
Yeah.
Isn't she?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Google it. I think she is.
I've been just reading a lot of middle grade books because I'm a child.
Middle grade books? I love five adult fiction.
I love School for Good and Evil, which very much deconstructs like fairy tales and like what does it mean to be good? What does it mean to be evil? And like they're best friends. And like it's so interesting because I'm like, Agatha and Sophie, they're like, you know how it's like you have that happy ending where you're supposed to end up with a prince, but they're like, but I want to be with my best friend. I'm like,
what's that
a word? I'm like,
man, this is of what course I really
you
want to
be with
video.
Your best friend, Agatha.
Yo, confirmed, Roxana Gay is gay.
Oh, wow, cool.
I love Soman, but I think that Sophie and Agatha should end up together and be wives. Just saying.
Well, Sophie and who? What did I miss?
No, she was talking about...
School for Good and Evil, it's a middle grade book. I mean...
So it's one of those, like, should have been gay things.
Yeah. But, like, there's... If you haven't read the second one, was World Without Princes, which basically, instead of School for Good and Evil, basically, they made a wish at the end of the book. And now it... completely changed their entire dimension or realm or whatever to where the schools are now girls versus boys, and the girls are like, we don't need men and all this stuff, and the guys are like, we're guys, we don't need hygiene, and so
oh my god
and like Agatha's like, oh, I have to kiss Tedra so it can all get fixed and stuff, and then somehow Sophie turns into a dude because of spell and everything. What? And infiltrates the guys' school.
This sounds like a really good show.
And like, because they're about to go to war, like girls versus boys. Yeah, they're about to go to war. You have to read the book. Anyway, and Tedros gets so emotionally involved with Sophie's male self. There's a little kiss thing, scene.
No,
and I'm like, Tedros!
Just do it.
You're kissing Sophie, the male Sophie. What are you doing? You got some splaining.
Guys, I really wish we had like better audio so I could set up the camera, because these reactions, right? You guys, they're all GIFs.
This is funny.
Yeah, I've been told GIF. I'm a meme.
You're a GIF waiting to happen. I'm just like waiting. Oh, I'm just God. Like, holy shit.
That's funny.
No, I love that series. It's so good. Soman's such a good writer, and he has like another book coming out. I'm like, my body is is ready, so. But yeah, web series.
Wow.
If you haven't read the books, by the way, sorry about the spoilers. Just ignore, fast forward, rewind,
it's
whatever.
Okay. I don't think we have a lot of middle school.
Okay, cool, awesome. Moving on. Yeah, dude, but have y'all seen? Okay, besides web series, and let's talk about movies. The Handmaiden, not The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
Handmaiden.
It's our second.
Y'all did.
Three, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I love Park Chan-wook.
Oh my god!
Absolutely fantastic film.
okay, another web. Let's see, another website. Gal. Oh yeah, we talked about Gal Pals. Talked about Red. We talked about 20.
We should talk about the other love story.
Let me sell it on it.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah,
pitch
I'm
it to
I'm
me.
Gonna try to sell it to you guys.
I'm an agent.
Like regular Micah style, sell it to you guys. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So this came out in 2016. It lasted for 12 episodes, just one season. It didn't go past that. It was created and it's based in India. And it like if you watch it like and cut out the intros, which there's a master one out there. It's just a big movie. It's just a movie.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like it's actually really, really good.
That's impressive.
It's set in the 1990s in India, even though it was created recently. And like it reminds me a lot of Mosquita and Mari.
That's what we had to say. I'm following you now.
Subscribed.
Get it.
Because they like, I don't know, like they start off friends and it like blossoms and
oh
it's like
God.
So intricate.
They start off as friends?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm watching
feelings.
This tonight. I'm watching this tonight.
Yeah. It was really.
3 a.m. I finished
so
it.
That's exactly what
expect
I did.
That text, my
yeah,
dad.
Shout out to John Arrow from one of our former episodes who recommended this to me. It's like the first ever same-sex love story in India ever.
Oh.
And honestly, it's like fucking better than some of these big budget films.
Yeah.
Out there. It's really good. Oh. Yeah, one of the characters is kind of like a tomboy, so I really like that. But like not to the point like they can't tell she's gay, but we see it because we have the queer eyes.
To look for.
but yeah, she and then she's like super super sweet to the girl like that she like falls for, like she's just the nicest thing.
I cannot. You said Mosquito and Mari.
It reminds me of it a little bit. I don't know. It's really, 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 really good. What I really liked about it, like, politically, though, is that, like, one of the threats to one of the girls is, like, oh, if you keep acting up or misbehaving or whatever, you're gonna get sent off to America. And, like, that's
what?
The punishment. And I'm like, oh God. That does sound like a punishment.
Yeah, like, we used to get threatened to go to Mexico. Te mando a Mexico con tu tía.
And I would be like, fuck yeah. I'm going to go chill with my cousins.
What? They get out of school, like, at noon. I'm down.
Yeah.
Early dismissal.
More scared of like the mosquitoes and the heat.
Okay, but you have that in Texas. It's
fine. I have to let my dogs in before like dusk. Come on. It's so bad.
It's
really so bad. Bad right now.
But yeah,
but no, I need to see this series.
It's really good. Really like good. there's I got sent a master post where it's like cut up so that it looks like a whole movie, which I really like. But yeah, it's
I feel
really,
like
really
there's
good.
A lot of feelings and I might cry.
There's so many feelings. Like I was sitting there just like I loved it. My bedtime is 10:30, so I stay up till midnight. Yeah. Yes. So I'm not gonna go into super depth about it because we've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
But I love it. I absolutely love it. It's the most refreshing thing ever. Like it really feels like the 90s, but the production value is good and the story's modern.
It's supposed to be the 90s.
Yeah. In India.
This is my childhood.
It's good. But, like,
I have a weakness for 90s.
For the 90s.
Yeah. 90s films too. Like. Greg Araki's films, like Nowhere.
What was that weird one with the bomb and like they're in college and like
Kaboom.
The bomb. Wow.
Hey.
Wow. Okay.
I love his films. The fact that he's come back and is directing 13 Reasons Why, like I can watch an episode and I know it's him directing.
Yeah.
Because like I've seen a lot of his films and I'm like, oh, that's such a
have you seen 13 Reasons
Greg Araki's thing to do. Yes, I have. It's rough.
The new season?
It's both.
Oh,
it's rough,
God,
man.
I've never wanted to fight so many people.
I mean,
either. Life.
I wanted to punch everyone.
Thank you.
I was infuriated. I watched the whole
God.
Thing.
Yeah.
It was the end was like so rough. Like I thought the first season was like really fucking rough to watch.
Yeah, but
it was. But the second season is also like just as bad.
It's just
as horrific. Like. I don't know.
I had so many feelings. I'll let people watch it, but make their own assumptions. But it's easy to watch.
This whole series could be turned around and like literally turned into like a horror film. Like
yeah, it does feel like a horror film.
If they branded it that way, maybe it would have like more acclaim.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way they're branding it,
they're like, "Oh, this is just a coming of age
story." It's just a coming of age story.
Like
no, I'm having nightmares.
This
like
is
no.
Horrific. Nobody. I mean, I guess some
there's
people
no
might
happiness
go to it.
In this fucking show at
it's,
any point.
And they're like,
anyone
no,
who's already depressed and going through it, please don't watch that fucking show.
It's hard to watch. It's not for everybody.
I had to stop after like two episodes of this thing. I was just like, you know what? I'm already depressed. I'm not gonna keep watching this shit.
I should have.
I mean, it's well done. I will say, well done.
Yeah, that's the one thing that like bothers me. Like they're putting so much money and time and like good writing into it, and then it's just like
so fucking hard to watch.
Yeah, it's
brutal.
Just too brutal. Like fuck.
I mean, and I've seen Mysterious Skin, and this shit is brutal.
Mysterious Skin.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But those
look,
reactions.
That's
look.
Brutal.
We gotta do an episode.
We
on
gotta
it.
Hold Greg. Okay.
Must we?
Like episode.
It's queer.
Okay.
It's and it's painful.
It's so painful. Queer. Yeah. It's dark.
We can maybe. We'll talk about this later.
Okay. We'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later.
That like I was able to get my hands on Nowhere, which is like it's only on VHS in America.
Is this the one that he was basically spoofing Less Than Zero by Brady Sinales?
That's a good question. I don't know if he was doing that.
Is it the one where like
he
took straight dialogue from the book?
Basically, you have James Duval who plays Dark, and he's a has a girlfriend who's bisexual. Well, he's also bisexual, let's
yep,
be honest.
That's exactly,
yes.
Yep, that's it. That's
and
it, that's
he's living in LA and
yep.
he's dealing with all these
hedonistic
insane
assholes.
Hedonistic
yes,
assholes.
Yes, dude, that is Brett Easton
I'm
Ellis.
Really excited.
Yeah.
He was
yep.
watching, he watched Less Than Zero, got pissed off, and he's like, fuck this, I'm gonna make my own. And that's when he made Nowhere.
It's better.
And it's way closer wow. to the source material
yep.
of Less Than Zero than the fucking movie. And I think even Brett Easton Ellis agreed with him. He was like, this shit. Yeah, he's like, this is closer.
Yeah.
He took straight dialogue and he took the names of some of the characters from the book, put them in Nowhere. And I was just like, oh my God.
It's so good. I really,
it's my
really
favorite book.
I kind
of
want to watch it.
I may watch it again.
It's very.
And maybe read Less Than Zero, honestly.
Oh, dude.
I should read it and like then compare and then just have my mind blown.
It's the
by
very first line of Brett Easton Ellis' Less Than Zero is like, people are afraid to merge in LA, and I was just like, I'm done.
Oh!
I'm done.
Oh my God!
I'm done.
Brett Easton Ellis, his writing is so good. It's so insane. Yeah. So many. There's a lot of. Jesus. So many feelings.
He's a queer man, and he didn't really admit that till like, 2000s. I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was been writing from that perspective, and Less Than Zero completely took out the queerness from the main character in that 1980s.
Which is
film.
A crime. Oh,
that's fucking horrible. I hate it when they do that.
Bisexual.
I could see why Greg would be like. No. Let me make my
everybody's
impression.
Motherfucking queer in this shit. Because they were.
So. It was such a good.
Wow,
such a good
I'm
film.
So sorry. This episode's going to be
that's
like.
A good
it's going to be it's gonna be a smorgasbord of things and feelings and yeah. thoughts.
I like it. You know, it's like a throwback. Because our 1 year anniversary just passed. And we used to have episodes like this all the time.
Oh,
and then we
awesome.
Got structured. But I'm like, let's go back to our roots.
Let's go. We're going back to the roots today.
And Pride Month of all things.
And Pride Month, we can do whatever
we want.
This
is how we celebrate. We just go on tangents.
It's June. We're queer. Like, me and Private are queer, and we can do whatever the fuck we want. Like,
yes.
We can, like, drive, like, you know, on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
We
because
do
we said
we
so.
Like,
because we said so.
Otherwise, it's homophobic. This is obviously a joke, guys. It's like a
yeah, please
joke
drive on the correct side of the
please,
road.
Please do.
Please don't just, like, be out
drive
here.
Drive safe.
Yes. Just be out here. Please wear your seatbelt.
Don't allow people to do anything, but, you know.
I was trying to think of which thing. Oh, that was Brandon Rogers. His comedy where he was, like, working in an office. It was he's a YouTuber.
Okay.
He's in an office, and he's like,
scoot
over, I'm gay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. That's the gift. I've seen
yes.
that
for everything.
Times.
We use that for everything.
Oh, it's so funny.
Move, I'm gay.
The entire
yes.
month of
it was
June.
Like, it was
June
like,
is going to be amazing.
I think the meme was like, me any other time of the year, me and June, move, I'm gay.
Oh, my God. Yesterday in the morning, like, I usually get paid early on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I didn't get my check in the morning, and, like, I texted my coworker, I'm like, it's the first day of Pride Month, and I didn't get my check. This is homophobic. And then I got it later. Yeah.
It is homophobic.
Gosh.
It is homophobic.
You got two checks. No, I'm just kidding.
Man.
So I don't know what other
episode.
Web series that we haven't talked about. I mean,
I would say some good one good one, it's about trans people called Her Story.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh,
I binged it.
That.
I binged it in like a sitting.
It
it's
is
really
so
short.
Fucking good.
It's very good.
Wow, I just forgot about that one.
Yeah, I love that's a really good one that I recommend.
It.
Sugar Rush is actually it's not even a web series.
I've heard of Sugar
that's
Rush,
a TV show,
but I
isn't
just
it? Sugar Rush. You can watch it online, but it's like a British show.
That's what it is.
It is it's a British show. Yeah,
yes.
BBC. It came
I've
on
heard
Channel
of,
4 actually.
I've heard
BBC,
of
yeah.
Sugar Rush.
Channel 4.
But I haven't
I
watched
really good.
It.
I really liked it, especially back in the day. Like
they're
now
on Brighton
it was
Beach,
like,
right?
But like I completely related to it back in the day.
Back when
I
were,
watched
like, a young gay bee.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's very gay-y.
Technically Gaycation is kind of a web series.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean it's on Vice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it feels I guess when you watch it. Feels like a vlog.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys ever watch there's a channel before Vice and before someone else bought it called Vanguard?
Vanguard.
It used to be like it was like the beginning of like Vice basically. It was just a bunch of people getting together and doing like guerrilla journalism across the world. And it developed and now like I think those same people work for Vice and they do Vice News. And those same people were just like guerrilla journalists. They were just freelancers going doing crazy shit like, you know, going to Florida and talking about the scam there going on with like, you know, medical prescription drugs and the use of it. And
wow.
It's just this lady gets like chased on camera by like guys.
God.
And she's like a small little chick. Like and it's guerrilla journalism. It's the shit.
That's
for sure.
They go into like the jungles and talking about like MDMA forests and like this is like old shit.
Yeah.
2009, you know, when YouTube didn't have commercials.
Oh, God. The good days.
Oh.
Well, actually, I have ad block, so I'm
oh.
gotcha.
But, yeah. One, I don't know why I wrote it on my list, but I'm going to ask you about it.
Okay.
Cookie Kennedy?
Cookie Kennedy. Oh! She's a YouTuber.
Okay.
She's from England or the UK. I hope I'm right about that. She's adorable. She's recently been doing, I would say it's a series, because she's so in love with Moonbyul, who is who's from Mamamoo.
Yeah.
It's a K-pop band.
Okay.
Anyway, recently she's been just like living for Moonbyul. Every episode so far has been about Moonbyul. But usually she'll do like reviews of stuff, like say review of a new music video and stuff like that. But every now and then, she will do an original short film, which is usually, yes, it's usually her and Lady. And it's like fantasy. A lot of it's very fantasy based. Some of it can be a little bit more like real life, I guess. It really depends on what you kind of want to see. But I think her films are really interesting, and they have an artistic, very artsy twist to them. Okay. I really like them a lot. I have yet to watch every single one because she's made a couple. But she does that, and she does a couple of like really cute skits as well. She does kind of a smorgasbord of like content, but she does short films, which I think is really cool.
That is cool.
That's interesting. Yeah. So, like, not just California Love made films.
She did one skit, and I love it. I love it so fucking much. But it took so long for her to make, and
she's
not an actress.
Oh, wow.
She does all about herself.
Yeah, she edits.
That's impressive.
But yeah, I love that. But you know, considering how much effort went into it, and like not enough people appreciated it, so she doesn't do it very often.
Aww.
But I'm gonna make it famous if it's the last thing I do.
Yeah. Yes, get the name out there.
Yeah. California Love 84. Okay.
Subscribe. We should do like a subliminal message thing.
I know. I'm gonna put that on the track like underneath everything.
California Love 84.
California Love 84.
Oh god.
Just like in your tags and everything.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's like a small little thing on your shirts and like tiny. God. Like every music you listen
Let's
to.
Let's talk about Bernice and Irene.
Bernice and Irene, oh my god.
God. How do you guys forget the main thing?
Oh, we just completely forgot. Well, we it's
can't
full
say
circle.
A whole lot.
No, we can't. Yeah, there's I don't want to spoil things because we're still writing, and we already wrote pretty much the entire first season. Now I've already pretty much planned the second season. It's going to be so
cool. I'm
excited
for that. Mm-hmm.
Second season I think is going to be my personal favorite, but you got to have the first season cuz it's got to build up to that point. But basically it follows these two women who are best friends but also somewhat enemies.
Yeah.
Who just wanna,
very enemies.
Just wanna,
very
enemies. It's kind of set it's supposed to be set in like the late 30s 40s, but we've kind of made it ahistorical cuz we want to do whatever we want.
Yeah, it's like old-timey, but it's not like it's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
It's like Into the Badlands.
Yeah, it's like kind of a sitcom in like what you would do with say like I Love Lucy. So no episodes are like one day at a time, which I finished all of it, and it's really good, but that's besides the point.
Oh my god, I'm going to the first three screening
I've never
live tapings
been
of
more
season
jealous
three.
Of anything in my life.
I mouthed, I hate you.
I
bet that's gonna be amazing.
Too.
I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna be you. Like a leech, and I'm just gonna attach myself to you and just like watch.
I'm gonna be like, I signed an NDA, I can't talk about it.
Okay,
I mean, we're recording, so.
She'll just do like secret code. Like series
Morse
of unfortunate
code.
Events or like Sherlock.
Just wait.
I will put on
questions.
My detective costume and I will attempt to figure out that.
Look, she got wigs in her car.
I got
she's ready. She's gonna drive to LA, put on
wig. Snatch.
Yeah, I'm gonna snatch it. And but yeah, Bernice and Irene, that's kind of the setting of it. But it's a comedy.
It's like a dark comedy.
It's a dark comedy. You could say comedy of errors, but not really. I mean, it's they have their mishaps and their misadventures, and the fact that they're trying to kill each other affects everybody else around them, so they end up killing
they're
a lot
of people.
They're trying
to kill each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're always trying to kill each other.
They're always trying to
kill
each other.
Okay, this is kind of weird.
It's like Golden Girls if they were actually trying to kill each other, okay?
There's some teasers out there.
Yeah, there's
you guys have filmed some teasers.
We do have some teasers out there. We have a third one that's a longer one, which would be more of a feeling of what the show would be like. Right now, we're having some technical issues with it, but once we figure out those issues and some other stuff, the show will be the show must go on.
The show has to go on.
Yes. And the thing is what's really important to me and Jackie is our characters and building them and making them believable.
By the way, she stars and created this.
Oh, yes. I play Irene.
Cool.
And
okay.
So me and Jackie, who play Bernice and Irene, we wrote, created it. We're showrunners. We are the Ryan Murphy of this baby, okay? So
less problematic.
Yeah,
not problematic,
though.
Not as problematic, but yes.
You're the Issa Rae of this. Not we don't like Ryan Murphy that much.
Okay. Yes.
They're the Broad City of this.
We are
the
Broad
City
of
this. That's even
of this baby, okay?
There you go.
any showrunner you can come up with this, not problematic, we are that, okay? So, oh, I'm sorry, I'm waking up your dog. Okay, go back to sleep, baby. Okay. But the thing that was really important is, well, Bernice is asexual. She's an asexual character, and that was really important to Jackie because Jackie is asexual.
Yeah.
And there aren't very many asexual characters in media.
And it's needed.
And yeah. It's very needed. Because you don't all, you know, every character, it seems, is always put in this romantic relationship every time just to shake things up.
God.
But I'm not saying, well, she's asexual, aromantic, but she only marries for money.
Money! Yeah. Money.
Oh, that's lit. I like her. Bernice only marries for money, for you know, for the status.
Yeah, like, it's all about money.
Bernice sounds awesome.
Showing
yeah.
out.
I
want to
be your friend.
Like,
yes.
It's dope.
Irene is bisexual, but she just doesn't really realize it until a little bit later. because her relationship with men is going to be completely different from her relationship with women, because she usually... we'll just marry men. Well, yeah, for money, but you know, for that status. But she loves the honeymoon period. The honeymoon period, you know what that is. It's like when it's all happy and joyful.
The first 4 months.
The first 4 months, yes. And then she's like, I'm bored. Let's hear. Bye.
Rihanna is fuck.
Die. Yes, like, it's like, I'm going to have so much fun until you bore me, and then bye. But then,
she
might... meet someone that really changes her life. Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah. I want to write season. That life change.
You will. I will let you write the life change. Yay. It's going to be great. I don't want to give too much away, because I really want people to go, oh my God, it's so cute.
It's. I think it's going to be really good. I love the episodes that I got to write for the first season.
Yes.
It was like so much fun. Like, I was kind of like just doing it. I was like, let me just do it for the experience. You know what I mean? But then I really really ended up liking it so much. And I'm not a comedy writer, but I loved writing this shit.
It's so fun. And
it's really funny.
We just, the thing is now we have to come up with a Kickstarter. So eventually...
motherfuckers, check our links.
Yes.
We're going to link it.
We're going to link it. Like, once it's up, we will let you guys know. Right now, we are in the planning stages for the Kickstarter. Because Kickstarters are not easy. Because the mini-sodes that we have so far was basically because we're resourceful as hell. Mm-hmm. And me and Jackie are really good at finding costumes at Goodwill and inheriting things. A lot of the props that we had and a lot of the costumes that we have were all found by us, all bought by us. Everything is a team effort. And so...
it's very punk.
Yeah, it was very punk the way we made it. But the series itself has got, I think we're going to ask for a lending hand because it's such a big...
and it's worth it, guys. It's
worth it.
Good.
It's really funny. If you guys also, if you like AbFab, absolutely fabulous. Sorry, I call it AbFab because it's the nickname. But it's a British show, and it's these two women who are also friends. And they are a mess, and they're hilarious. So if you... want to get a feel of what we're kind of going for, I'd say watch AbFab. It's really funny.
Okay, sweet.
Except without the murder.
It's good to know. Yeah, we have fun murder stuff in there.
Oh, yes.
It's great. A lot of fires.
The thing is Jackie grew up with a lot of British comedy, and I grew up with a lot of horror comedy. So we kind of, like, mix them together, so it's like a British horror comedy smorgasbord of awesomeness.
Baby.
It's our baby.
It's your child.
We made a child together.
So
we are mothers.
Give the child money.
The child needs money for college. Aww. Okay? And by college, I mean season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds great.
It's going to be good. And check out, we'll also link the teaser so you guys can get a taste of what you can get.
Yes. It's very tasty. And yes, Steph will be helping write on it as well. So
oh, yeah. I'll be on it.
That's the cool person that I mentioned at the beginning.
I'm like that on the show.
Like, you know what? You should totally make a cameo.
She should.
Oh my god!
You should make
scary.
A cameo.
You should
even
be
if
like
it's
the
just you go
in the background.
If I'm in Texas when you guys are filming,
you should.
You should have like one.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah, let us know.
Should have like one line in it. Just
I really want to do special guests.
I'll write myself into it.
We already probably got maybe one, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's a secret.
Wait, do I know about it? No?
I'll tell you maybe later.
Okay. Oh, and like we were mentioned earlier, like, are you still doing Nerd Portal, and you're still doing...
We're still doing Pop Nerd. We are currently going under a revamp.
We are. I think we're, like, meeting this weekend.
We're meeting
like
this weekend, so yeah. I will hear your voice again.
Yeah, we'll see each other over...
We'll see each other.
Yeah. But, but yeah, there's, like, old episodes. It's on YouTube, Pop Nerd TV. Look that up. Some of the earlier episodes I helped with production on, which is when me and Sierra would hang out and get drunk.
We're just babies.
We're baby Nerd Portalists. But, yeah, she does that, and then follow the website. I run their Twitter, so that's me, guys. Go check it out.
Yeah. Make it all sassy. Yeah. I like it.
I try. Sometimes.
Honestly, you do a really good job on the Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
Now that I'm here in person with you, I can tell you that.
Thanks. Avocado, thanks. I love Vine. It's a Vine thing. Oh, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Thanks. An avocado. Wow. So oh, he's
adorable.
Cute.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yeah, Berenice and Irene, check it out. I will link it, cabronesandchingonas.com. Do you have any social media you want to share?
I do. I have a Twitter, @owlhorror. Not like horror, like W, but horror, like scary movies,
H-O-R-R-O-R.
You get it. It's all lowercase, owlhorror, @owlhorror. And I am really fun on Twitter. I like to post nonsense and talk about movies and just...
And on Instagram,
I'm pretty nonsensical. On my Instagram story, I'll just randomly post a fun story for you guys to enjoy. I can't explain half of what I post sometimes.
It's pretty wild, guys. I mean, she does have a car full of, like, outfits.
Let me just
add that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I also asked my friend Tori for us to do a photo shoot this weekend, so maybe you'll see some new photos.
Yeah.
Not nude photos.
New
photos for you headphone listeners.
God.
N-E-W. New photos. I know you guys were really hoping for the nudes. But no, just new photos. I'm pretty stoked for that.
That's dope.
Patreon nude photos. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're going to do nude photos, too.
Oh. Patreon exclusive?
Patreon exclusive nude photos.
They'll pay to
check
give
out
them
the
back.
Levels.
Oh, my God.
They'll pay us to stop.
Please stop.
I'll pay you $5,000. Oh, please stop.
I think we found our new marketing team.
We'll fund Bernice and Irene real quick.
Honestly, thank you. That'd be amazing. So, how'd you fund 2 seasons of your show?
Some nudes
on Patreon.
The usual.
Very tasteful, though.
Tasteful nudes.
We reference
lighting, natural light.
We reference some really classical paintings.
Yeah.
It's real
Have
sexy.
You seen the one with the guy that's screaming?
Yeah.
It's imagine a nude like that.
Yeah. It's recreated, but I'm in the shower.
Oh my god.
Okay. All right. You know what? That'd be really funny, and I think people would actually buy it, but too bad.
You're not gonna get it.
Oh my god.
Okay. Sweet. Well, follow us at CYC Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, or at facebook.com/CYC Pod, and we're on patreon.com/CYC Podcast. And what's your personal?
My personal is @FriedPapita.
And I'm at MYTEPanda on Twitter.
And I'm @OwlHorror on Twitter, but on Instagram, I'm just @SierraCaballero. Figure that out. I'm just kidding. We'll put it in the description below.
For the Spanish speakers, it's Caballero.
Caballero. Yeah, I gave up a long time ago.
I think a lot of people can relate.
In Texas, it's just like Caballero. But when I was in Spanish class, my teacher was like, oh my god, like, who calls you Caballero? That's awful. And she's like, it's Caballero. Wow. And I was like, you're the first person who's ever said my name right. Ever.
Yeah.
And she's from Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
And she said it right. And I was so impressed and, like, amazed. Cool. Yeah, she defended my honor.
Aw.
So I thank you, Senora Cher, for defending my last name.
And our listeners know what's up. They can all say Caballero, I'm sure.
Caballero.
Yeah,
yes.
Our
so Sierra Caballero.
I mean,
cabronas
say,
y chingonas.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say Caballero.
You got this, guys. Yeah, yeah, right. But that's my Instagram.
We'll link everything on the website. And thank you for being on the show.
We really appreciate
it. We do. You came a long way to be here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The puppy's also puppy saying
says,
bye.
Puppy says follow her.
Follow her
on Snapchat. She'll send you little belly
Hillary's pictures. Bitch.com.
Oh yeah, her Twitter's @HillarysBitch.
Yeah.
Same for Instagram.